Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Hey again, you're listening to Live and Local. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tonight, I've got Niji Saga in the studio. I am blessed with their presence. Thank you guys so much for coming on out and playing some music with us tonight.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
So before we get into some music, I've got a couple of questions off the bat. Number one, where does the name come from?
We're kind of inspired generally by, 90s anime and like Power Rangers and stuff. And Niji is the Japanese word for rainbow. And this is very much in line with the aesthetic of the Power Rangers.
Okay.
So that's pretty much the story.
I actually did not know that. And I've been in this band for 7 months now.
Yeah.
eight months.
The goal was that nobody would ever ask about it, essentially, and I would never have to reveal that dark secret.
I ripped that Band-Aid off. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, just to kind of get an idea of what Niji Saga is and who they are, if you guys want to go around, introduce yourselves, and let everybody know what you do and... Well, I guess your favorite food. Let's go with that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was easy until it got really hard. I'm Jake. I play the guitar and arguably sing, and I do the programming for all of the electronic stuff.
Which is insane, by the way. Yeah. The amount of work that takes. I can't fathom the amount of work it takes for you to
Please
do
stop.
That.
Go on. Favorite food?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like, garbage food. A good old-fashioned cheeseburger for me, thank you.
Nice. Ooh, answer.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm down for it.
My name's Baker. I'm the drummer for Niji Saga, and I've been with this project for how long, Jake?
Quite a while, since before we were really even releasing music, or it's certainly playing.
A few years.
Yeah, right? We've just kind of been like, kicking the ball around that we would do something eventually.
A lot of it was just through the internet sharing. He'd share his backing track files, and I'd, and some ideas for drums, and I would try to come up with something and, to complement it. And for a while, that was just it. But I'm happy now that we're actually playing shows. It's awesome. But yeah, favorite food. Faux noodle soup,
I have to say.
It's my guilty pleasure.
With sriracha or without sriracha?
Of course, with sriracha.
Boy.
Which is a commodity now.
Yeah.
Right now, it is hard to find sriracha.
You can't. It's the national shortage.
Yep.
It's insane.
Plant shut down or something, but it's going to open up.
Fingers crossed that it'll be sooner rather than later.
Yep.
Yeah. I was on 29 North, wherever... No, I was at Blue Moon Diner, and I was like, well, I might steal it. Because had a fresh bottle pop ready, and I was like, Daddy, please.
That's the new bottle service.
Sriracha.
Sriracha on ice, sir?
So Blue Moon, if Jimmy shows up,
watch out.
Immediately.
Keep an eye on the sriracha.
Yeah.
I'm Jimmy. I play bass badly. I ended up joining the band after maybe about like 10 months ago. Jake and I tried to start a pop punk project. He's like, this sucks. You should join my other band, though. And I was like, all right, fair. I deserve that. And the thing is, he kept showing me these tunes, and I was like, what is this music, right? And I'd never really listened to, chiptune stuff. Like, obviously, dude, it's essentially, Pokemon Blue and Red, but with punk rock behind it. That's what's going on here, right? And that's how I try to explain it to everybody, so, yeah. Favorite food of all time? That's a hard toss-up and brutal that you would even do that to me on the day of my wedding.
Mm-hmm. It's payback for the barbecue question on the last time I had you in the studio.
Hey, I still stand by that barbecue. We were here yesterday. I'm going to say, the goat is lasagna. Have you had, a proper, homemade, level lasagna?
Grandma's lasagna.
Mm-hmm. I'm Italian.
You're Italian.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay, I was going to do that, but I wasn't sure if it was okay. Yeah. Hey.
What's the matter?
Spicy meatball.
Well, speaking of spicy meatballs and Pokemon Red and Blue, without further ado, is there a song you want to break out and give us a taste of that?
Oh, yeah.
Niji
Saga? This song is It.
All right. This is it. The name of the song is This Is It. It's Niji Saga with This Is It on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Keep it live, keep it local.
Yeah. From the get go, immediately.
That's Niji Saga live in the Rock Hits studio with This Is It. But newsflash, this is not it, because they're still here and they've got more music for us. But before we get into that, you want to tell us about that song a little bit?
Yeah, so that song, I tend to write most of my music pretty non-objectively, aside from like wanting to accomplish something musically. I'm going to sound incredibly pretentious when I say this next couple of sentences, so everybody, please forgive me. So that song, I feel like it's very, very easy to follow along with it, but it's in, If memory serves me correctly,
like seven different time
signatures. Yeah, it's in seven different time signatures and three different keys.
Aneurysm, first time you presented it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you done to me?
Yeah. So I just wanted to write something that was really, really bizarre, but also was very digestible. Kind of like, you know, the riff in Them Bones by Alice in Chains is like a very, very easy riff to follow, but because it has that one short beat.
Yeah.
It's like very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like 7/8?
Exactly. So I guess kind of along a similar line, except that the depth of story behind my song is not nearly as... It's very shallow.
It's a delicate balance, making something... You pretty much already said this, but making something that is somewhat complex mechanically, but doesn't sound... mechanically complex, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it, to the average listener or whatever, they enjoy it. And that's not always easy to do.
And I think that's what happens with most like crazy prog stuff where you're like, this is too crazy and there's nothing to latch on to. And you're like, where's the riff?
It's only musicians listening to them at a certain point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so it's like fighting versus like, there's a fine line between genius and stupidity, really.
And just, you know,
I like pop music.
Yeah.
This is what it comes down to. So
nice. Well, if there's another little poppy tune you might want to break out for us, we're all ears. I'm down for it.
This song will be less easy to digest because there's no lyrics, but we'll do it anyway. This is Rainbow Colored Superheroes and Rogue Planet Rush.
So two songs.
Two songs.
It's the two in one.
Yeah,
one take, but it's two songs kind of joined together.
It's a twofer.
We always play it together.
I gave her twofer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, it's Rainbow Colored Superheroes with Rogue Planet Rush, performed by Niji Saga here in the Rock Kids Studio live on Live and Local.
All right. Well. We'll be right back.
That's Niji Saga with Rainbow Colored Superheroes and Rogue Planet Rush. And if you were really listening in, you could hear that change at about the 3 minute mark. I did, at least. Or at least that's where I think the changeover was. I could be wrong. Jake, am I pretty close on that one?
I believe that's correct. Let's see here. The first song's about 3 minutes long. Yeah.
Yeah, when it changes to the more high energy punk vibe, that's where it
Yeah, it's notated by shaving a haircut, I think.
Yeah. It's like a little sea shanty kind of thing. It makes me think I'm on the high seas or something, yeah.
In a band once where the guitar player would play Turkey in the Straw anytime. Anytime there was silence. It was annoying at first, but then it just became hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah.
Just like Keep It Live, Keep It Local.
Yeah, y'all need some little jingles to bust out when I'm setting stuff up or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I usually just turn the reverb all the way up and just kind of let the guitar do what it wants.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can get a little taste of that maybe after the next track, but first we'll have to take a quick little break. We'll be back with more Niji Saga on Live and Local in just a little bit, so don't go away.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
For years, we've been telling you that Telegraph Art and Comics is your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville. Now Telegraph has a new name. It's Hello Comics. You'll still find the same staff, management, and inventory at both locations. 211 West Main on the downtown mall and in Seminole Square Shopping Center on 29 North. Now with a new name. Telegraph Art and Comics is now Hello Comics. Still with the same posters, games, action figures, toys, and new comics every Wednesday. Hello Comics supports Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for the station today is from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful Southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and Rapture is available for your private event. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Niji Saga. I have got Jake Baker and Jimmy here in the Rock Kids studio again. Thank you guys so much for bringing your gear out and playing some music with us tonight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's a place I'd rather be than closer to you.
Oh, man. Jimmy's getting close.
Spark flying.
The studio here. I'm sensing something here, man.
Well, good thing it's
married,
the radio.
I'm open to something a little different.
We may or may not be wearing clothes. We don't, yeah.
You as the listener can decide if that is the case. So close the side. You guys can play music with them on or off. That is your personal decision. Of which, though, regardless of what that decision is, there's another decision to be made, which is, what other song do you want to play for us?
Think, how about we try Faceless?
Okay, I'm down. You guys down?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's Niji Saga with Faceless. Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
It's the difference of thoughts at the crossing of arms. It's the thought that it might be too deep. It's the difference of thoughts at the crossing of arms. It's the thought that it might be too deep. Faith says now he don't know. Red broken noses, no answer, all right, closing. Upside all night, fight to notice. You're faceless, you're faceless. You're faceless, you're faceless. You're faceless, you're faceless. You're faceless, you're faceless. It's the shivers of dust at the crossing of all. It's the thought that it might be too deep. It's the shivers of dust at the crossing of all. It's the thought that it might be too deep. Jake says now he don't know.
That's Niji Saga with Faceless on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. And I am really digging this sound, man. I like all the composition of the 8-bit, the MIDI. That's some really cool stuff. I'm just going to flatter you some more because you were just handling that so well earlier
yeah,
in the show.
I love it. I'm great.
he is a songwriting extraordinaire, let's say.
It's amazing that he'll just be like, he's like, I'm working on it. And you get one version of it and it's the same. And then the next version you get is like a completely different song with three more layers of harmony. And it's really unbelievable the amount of work that this guy puts into it.
So what software do you generally use when you're doing MIDI composition?
Yeah. I have to admit I'm not a real chip tuner. I got a whole lot of respect for those guys because what they do is like really incredible. But I tend to work in FL Studio. I'm a filthy FL degen.
Well, what do people normally do? Do they like load a cartridge in and steal the sounds off of it and then load it into Pro Tools and then
there's trackers
they go, wow, 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 wow.
People have made for NES, Game Boy, Commodore that allow you to like manipulate the actual sound chip.
Yeah, I have written some stuff in LSDJ before. I have not gotten very far with it because it's, you know, so incredibly time consuming. And I just don't know all the tricks like the guys who really know how to do it.
And you're limited depending on the system too. I've dabbled with LSDJ as well, and like which is a Game Boy tracker, and you're limited to four tracks, only three of which have like tonal properties. The fourth one's noise, so like it really limits you as to like your compositions and like, you know. But people find really cool ways around it to make it sound fuller. But you know, like Jake said, it's a lot. I mean, it's
oh my god.
I mean, yeah, it's, and the payoff really is only like bragging rights. Like sonically, the average person wouldn't even be able to tell the difference.
Dang. It's like recording digital versus recording tape. It's like,
yeah, there are certain qualities in it that are truly different, but for me, the ease of use makes up for it. Yeah. Unfortunately.
And it
sounds
great. So, I mean, it really doesn't. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, for the sake of how you're utilizing it with the music that you're writing, I feel like you have more flexibility in how you're going to compose that as opposed to being restricted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love my piano roll.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have it. And being able to, like, clearly visualize all of my different tracks and everything. Plus I'm writing it alongside of the guitar, which I know that there are artists like, you know, Danimal Cannon, and they operate under the restrictions of a tracker while recording with a guitar. But for me, I just, you know, I like for everything to be very parallel. So that it works for me.
Well, is there another track you might want to give us a taste of?
Yeah. Let's check out Cuss.
Cool.
How many layers are in this song?
I wish I could tell you. I think that there are moments, like when I look at FL, it'll read out how many voices are playing at once. I think that there's a moment where there's like 15 different voices playing at once. And they're all doing something. But some of those are also just like the guitar, right? Because like I program the guitar and then I go record it. But yeah, like there will be moments where there's like, it gets very melodically dense. It can be a little bit strenuous to listen to for a really long time. But, you know, it's good for a show. Come out to see a show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, the coolest part is that, like, once this all comes together, it's all about this live show, too. Like, there's more going on than just, like, okay, cool, some chiptune music and whatever. No, there's, like, a show going on, too. Like, we're rocking out, which to me is, like, the best part about being on bass because, you know.
You guys can have your rock outs.
All right, let's play another song.
This is,
I'm ready to rock out and get my mind blown. It's Niji Saga with Cuss on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. Niji Saga live here in the Rock Kid studio with a little help from their, I guess, computer. Is it a pad they use?
Oh, yeah. So, well, Baker, you can talk about it. It's your pad.
Oh, my. So it's a Roland sample module. I don't know what you'd call it, multi-pad sample module, but it can be used for many things, but I use it for triggering his backing tracks, Jake's backing tracks, and also click track. We tried doing it without a click track for a while. It's just, you can never get it loud enough to really, and plus there's large gaps in some of the songs where you'd have to be a computer to keep it in time and come in at the right time and everything. So that thing has been invaluable for us playing live shows.
Eats the laptop. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then, yeah, not having to worry about random Windows crashes and stuff like that. Like, it's very stable.
Oh, that would
and,
be
you
a
know,
nightmare.
Yeah, that would be an absolute nightmare.
The probably coolest thing about it, and also the worst thing about it, I guess, is how humbling a instrument like that is. People will say that, like, oh, you're playing to a click track or a backing track.
Oh, you're
or whatever.
Playing to backing tracks.
It's like, man, I don't want to imply that anything that I do is particularly special, but like, it is really hard to play.
I would argue playing to a click track is harder than just freewheeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I would agree.
100%. I mean, you know, the track doesn't mess up. If you mess up, it keeps going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
you get one shot, basically. I mean, you know, you can get back on if you mess up, but I mean, it's going to be more noticeable.
You know what's crazy is I one time saw Between the Buried and Me. They're like this like legendary prog death metal band, and they got off the click. This is a band that doesn't get off the click, so it was like blew minds. Anyways, let's rock out.
All right. Well, we got to take a break in just a little bit. But before we hit that break, you want to give us a taste of one more before we go to break?
Oh, yeah. We got a song called Super Collider.
All right. Niji Saga with Super Collider here in the Rocket Studio on Live and Local. That's Niji Saga with Super Collider here in the Rock Hit Studio. We're going to take a short little break, but we'll be back with some catalog tracks. You can get a little taste of those in just a bit.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is coming from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl records, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your unwanted music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and even vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and in Richmond's Carytown. Individual store hours and more are at plan9music.com.
Support for this station today is coming from Maya Restaurant, fusing Southern and French traditions in Charlottesville since 2007. At Maya, you'll find entrees including their New York strip steak and local chicken breast, along with sides like their mac and cheese and cornbread. Maya serves dinner Monday through Saturday, 4:30 till 9, with bar open till midnight. More is at maya-restaurant.com.
Hey, you're listening to Live and Local. If you're just tuning in, I'm Eric Law in the studio with Niji Saga. I have Jimmy Baker and Jake switching it up a little bit. Ooh. I don't like to go in the same order every time.
Sure.
But they're all just as important. Well, I guess Jake a little bit more so because he's writing vocals and guitar.
I can't take any more of this.
Okay, well,
damn, that
flattery aside, we're getting to the part of the show. Going to break out some catalog tracks. Are there any that you'd like to share with all the people listening in?
Yeah. We got a couple of here's a pretentious couple of songs. This is Ad Infinitum Part 1 and 2.
All right, you heard it here first. It's Ad Infinitum Part 1 and Part 2 with Niji Saga on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
We'll be right back.
That's Niji Saga here in the Rock Hits studio, but they did those ones in a different studio, and were kind enough to share them with us. And we have some time for you to get another catalog track in. Was there another one that you had in mind?
Yeah, we were thinking about Woof.
All right. I love dogs. It's Niji Saga with Woof on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. That's Niji Saga with Woof on Rock Hits 92.3. You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Eric Law, hanging out with Jake Baker and Jimmy. And we got a little bit of time left for you to shine the light on some local picks. Any bands you want to show some love for and give them some airtime?
Yeah, Jimmy?
Yeah, let's do Shagwoof's Sweet Freak song. That's actually like their best song, in my opinion. I don't know. I've been seeing Sally, Pablo, and Pete just shredding, and I've seen them a ton of times, so I want to give them some love. Yeah, let's do Sweet Freak.
Yeah, what could be better than a freak that's sweet?
Hey, Jimmy is a good enough sweet freak. Well, Shagwoof with Sweet Freak on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
You're like a sine wave, pushing me down and out, you're pushing me down. Pushing me out. You think you're so cute with your full body shape. Underground.
That's Shag Wolf on Rock Hits 92.3. And any other local band you want to give a little love to?
Yeah, there's a band called Spillway that I would really love to hear a song from.
You got a song in mind?
Callus.
All right. It's Spillway with Callus on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. Spillway on Rock Hits 92.3. You are listening to the end of Live and Local. If you didn't get to catch the earlier part of the show, don't forget you can check on the Rock Hits website later at 923xarcade.org. Niji Saga, thank you guys so much for coming on in. Where can people support you?
Definitely check out our funny Instagram, niji.saga. You can find us at all the regular websites. We have some tracks up on Spotify and Bandcamp and Facebook. You know,
and that's NIJI Saga.
Yeah, NIJI SAGA.
Awesome. Well, Jake, Baker, Jimmy, thank you guys again so much for coming on out. I really look forward to catching you guys live and some of the meme-tastic content that will
Let's go.
Come from your online endeavors.
And also a big thanks to you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks
a lot.
You're the one we appreciate.
Hey, I appreciate that.
The hottie with a body.
Oh, spicy. You know what else is spicy? Mark the Shark. And he has got Search and Destroy coming up in just a little bit. So hopefully you can stick around for Search and Destroy, get some punk, ska, you know, all the good stuff that they don't want you to know about. This has been Live and Local. We'll be back next month with another artist. So thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.